What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Thanks once again to Marty Sipple for joining the show. Always a delight talking to him for the Marty Party. All things Nebraska football, Florida State, Tallahassee in general, and, you know, your sibling.
My sibling.
Yes.
So, yeah, he...
Talking about life as a Sipple.
Yeah, I like hearing his thoughts because he's out of the vortex of the storm.
That's why I had to ask him, say, listen, you don't have the water cooler here talking about the Nebraska fans every day. You're out of the area.
Right, and I think actually one has better perspective if they remove themselves from the vortex. I wish I could do that a little bit more. If I get away a few days, I find that my head clears. I think a little clearer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard for us to leave the vortex. We don't leave the vortex because we do.
We're stuck in the vortex, my friend.
Yeah, because we do 5 days a week shows. I cover everything.
Maybe we are the vortex.
No, we're not the vortex. Okay. That's not the way the vortex works.
It's just a thought.
We're in the vortex, and we never leave the vortex. And I think it would be beneficial to leave the vortex. I have found it when I went on bowl trips, sometimes I would write better. I'd get a better perspective just by leaving the scene. You know, you're just somewhere else. You're reading, you're in, I don't know, Orlando, reading about the... going to a Magic game and doing Orlando things, and you're not thinking about Nebraska football. You're looking at a little differently. It helps a lot. So I value what Marty says because he's not inside. He doesn't hear all the stuff. He has a little more, in some ways, a clearer view of it. And he's right, by the way. They get manhandled. That's what worries Nebraska fans when they see their team getting manhandled.
Well, speaking of getting manhandled in terms of Nebraska.
Oh boy, oops.
Big opportunity on Sunday in Lincoln, Nebraska. Creighton, 4 p.m. tip on FS1. I will be at the game. You'll be at the game. Mm-hmm. Bill will be at the game. Huskers 8-0, their best start since the 1977-78 season. Creighton, of course, they're 4-3, I believe, or 5-3. They've had an interesting start to their season. I don't have a spread yet for this game, but there's a chance Nebraska is favored against them.
Oh, I think they will be favored for sure.
If Nebraska is to beat Creighton on Sunday, that would be three of the last four in the series for Big Red.
What?
Now, 2 years ago, they played him in Lincoln, and Baylor Shireman, you know, was red hot off the bat, and Creighton blew out Nebraska. That was a disappointing game in what was still a tournament season for Nebraska. That team made the dance 2 years ago. It was just an unfortunate loss in Lincoln when he had a decent team. This year, I expect Nebraska to win the game. I go into Sunday preparing for disappointment, but also expecting them to win the game.
I think most people
right?
do.
Yeah, and you should. That's not irresponsible. It's not unfair for me.
The thing that Robin would bring up right now, Robin Washett.
Husker Online.
Covers basketball on at three. A super high level. He would bring up the slow starts at home this year. Nebraska has been a little slow out of the gate. I'm fairly dismissive of that conversation because I look at each game as their own entity. Nebraska will be ready for this, whereas you're not always ready for.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test. You can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Those pay games, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Against those sort of, you know, opponents you pay to hammer. They'll be ready for Creighton. I'm not worried about a slow start. And you know what else? This is a team that can overcome a slow start.
They have. If you know, Winthrop game didn't come out fast. Bad start. Even the last game, they were down by like 12 to SC Upstate. That's a bad team. Like you can't fall behind by 12 to Creighton. I know you could. I wouldn't want to risk that though, because
no, it's risky.
Then
it's risky.
You know, Creighton. Some of these guys have not been on the team for these losses in the past to Creighton. So they don't have the "woe is me" or "here we go again" mantra.
It. Yeah. See, I don't think that's
but the fan base.
The fan base does.
And the crowd's a huge part of this game.
Yeah, and it can,
every year it's huge.
The arena vibe can permeate the players themselves, which is, it's always a factor, or it can be a factor. Here's what's more of a factor to me. Nebraska can score fast. They can really score fast. Samford hit a couple threes. Sam hit a three, or Sam does what Sam does. Rink can score. They can score in a hurry, Nebraska. They can flurries of points.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, they can all hit threes, like you said. Those Sanford gets when he's hot, he is red hot.
The other thing about this, you know, there's two elements of Fred Hoiberg that I really appreciate that go with this conversation. One is, and I think you would agree with this. I think you've probably noticed it on your own. He can really get his shooter shots. Like Fred is very masterful as an offensive coach, and that is. What that is getting your best players good shots. He does that. It's amazing to watch to me.
True, but at the same time, I think that happens because these guys can also drive the ball. I mean, Sanford gets to the rim.
Yeah.
Frager has proven he gets to the rim pretty easily at times.
Frager.
Jamarcus Lawrence can get to the rim. Like,
no, you're right.
So I think when you have the threat of driving, that makes Fred's ability to get these guys open shots way easier than, hey, this guy can't drive at all.
And Rink can play back to the basket, which I mention every show. Don't have to. Then the other part of Fred I was going to say, Jake, that I appreciate, is he's very even keel. you know, not basketball. Always even keel. Yeah, so his teams tend to be that way. Not always, because it's not always. It's not you can't always be that way as a team. But generally, I'm not. What I'm suggesting is I'm not worried about them getting down to Creighton and folding, because I just don't think that Fred's teams are going to do that much anymore.
Just had this thought. Think about Price Sanford. You went from playing under Fran McCaffrey, the hothead of hotheads, to Hoiberg, the coolest dude out there. Like, mm-hmm. The totally different philosophies of coaching.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Fred does not get pissed. I mean, he's had a couple texts ever, maybe two ever at Nebraska, mm-hmm. where Fran was getting, we had the Fran-con scale.
Yeah,
that was
I'm
a
not
real
push
thing.
Back. Yeah, Fran was kind of.
He had a million technical fouls. He stared down a referee one time at the end of a game. Very,
very uncomfortable.
Oddly. I remember that. I was watching it in Orlando. Like, what the hell's going on
what's
here?
What's Fred doing? Or what's Fran doing?
Yeah,
Fred would never do that. So, no. Can you imagine Fred
staring down a ref?
No.
Or parading, or going total red face and you know, just berating somebody? It doesn't happen.
So, what are we talking about? 4 p.m.
tip
off?
4 p.m. tip, Sunday, Pinnacle Bank Arena. The entirety of the school will be in attendance at that game.
Yep.
I'll be in the stands where I belong for that. Not
you're
going to
be in the stands.
I cannot
Where's
be.
Where's Bill going to be?
I think he'll be in the media section where he was last year.
Okay.
So probably behind you in the upper level. Of the
Maybe I'll sit with him.
You should.
I don't have to.
Why not?
I don't have to write live.
You should. And I'll join you guys for a little bit, too.
Okay.
The spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.